Hey, good morning. It's the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrub Show. Da, 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 da. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. It is 6:26. This is our 366th episode. So I guess the party's over and back to work, at least for the show thing goes. But we're still doing things. Anyway, so hope you're doing well. It is Thursday, so we got two more days left of the week for people over shore. I don't have battery. Okay, that's fine. But we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a tactical and practical way so that you can get your work done, get to your family, have some fun, bring value to the customer, and do it in such a way that you're not working 60, 80 hours a week and have a little fun along the way, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Some people think there is, but, you know, ignore them. So what are we going to do today? So I got two topics to talk about today. One, I got something related to the hat. That's why the hat's here, though. It's kind of, I guess a total black hat does not work on the video. Note for self in the future. Talk about sprint reviews and what is missing in a lot of people's sprint reviews. And that was triggered, again, by fixing your Scrum, page 182. They talk about sprint reviews. But then I also have an issue. People cherry picking stories and tasks. We'll talk about that a little bit too. And that's kind of why I brought the hat. Okay. So sprint reviews. And I was reading Fixing Your Scrum. Give it a little plug. It's a good book. Had lots of good stuff. Sprint review, some people think it's just a demo where you demo the software. But it's more than that, actually. It is also where you tell the customer and the stakeholders and the team where they are at in the big picture of things, the big scheme of things. All right, I guess I got to use my napkin. Didn't want to use my napkin, but I got to clean off the whiteboard. So you're supposed to just not only demonstrate the software and get feedback on the software, but also show, hey, Edwin, how are you doing? Good morning. Good morning / evening. So why do you do that? Because you want to see where you're at and where the trajectory of the group is going and how what they contribute each and every sprint, how it's formulated into the bigger picture of delivery. So we're going to talk about what's missing from that, right? Two things. One, we're talking about, so real easy, what's missing from those reviews is how are you sitting in your activities? Especially if you have features that go multiple sprints. So you're doing a big feature and every sprint you're doing a couple stories. I mean, yeah. Okay. I want to draw the Gantt chart, but you want to show, you know, for each story, for maybe you're doing different features, right? Maybe where you're at. Maybe you're this far on this one. Maybe you're this far on this one, right? This is feature one. This is feature two. You know, maybe you need to show these things that, like, hey, this story for feature two is done, but we're halfway done on this feature. This story for feature two. We're halfway done here. And we're going to demonstrate functionality here, and we're going to demonstrate here, right? And that gives the customer an idea where you are in your development path and what you're going to demonstrate. You're not going to demonstrate the whole thing, maybe, but where you're at, right? You're going to demonstrate that story and where it's at. We're going to demonstrate this. This is already done. Maybe you demo this too, right? Maybe those are the kind of things you review. So that's one of the things that's missing. So you got to have a point on how all these, and you don't want to just a list. You just don't want a list. You want a visual reference of where you are too. Just having a list of millions of stories doesn't really get anybody's attention. The other thing that is missing from these reviews is risks. Let me say reiterate. Yeah, right. Figure whatever here. Risks and I know. Oh, risks and concerns. Can't read my writing. So you want to share your risks and concerns. So you also want to share, because you've got an opportunity to share stakeholders. You want to share your risks and concerns with the stakeholders. Right? Because they're in the room. Maybe they can help alleviate some of your risks or concerns while you're there. Maybe you've been stuck with getting some information from another organization or some help. So while you're at your review, talk about those risks to the overall project and concerns with your stakeholders when you're done your demo. You know, maybe you talk about, okay, so here's what we did. Here's some things at the end of the sprint review that we're a little worried about, because we haven't heard from this other group on the other side of the wall. And those things are the kind of things that's being in your sprint reviews. And if they're not in your sprint reviews, what about motivation? In a sprint review, no motivation, job done. I'm just messing with Edwin. He just commented. You're going to have to explain that one. Motivation is actually showing your work to the customer and claiming it is good enough for the customer is your motivation. Getting feedback from customer is your motivation. At least that's my thought. I'm like, but that's a sprint review. I mean, you could do other things. You could do retro, but usually that's how you do a sprint review. You can combine it with other things, but not when you have all the stakeholders. It's not necessarily a good idea to promote fun, because they where you're spending your money. Delegation and motivation, not at sprint review. So Edwin is asking about delegation and motivation. There is no delegation at sprint review, Edwin. Delegation or work is assigned at sprint planning, right? So I don't know what your question's about. So we're talking about sprint review. At the end of the sprint, you demonstrate your work, talk about your concerns, your risks, the programs, where you stand in the overall scheme of things of getting delivery to the customer, and just a reminder when all this work is going to get deployed. That's a sprint review. Okay, so we're done with that topic. Second topic is, what do you do when teams cherry pick, or you get managers? That was funny. I had a conversation the other day, and people, they were hand assigning work to certain individuals on the team because those individuals have better skill sets than others. So when you do that, you kind of defeat the whole idea, because now it's you and there's no motivation. There's a motivation thing for you, Edwin. By assigning work to people, they are not motivated to do it because they didn't get the opportunity to choose what they wanted to do. So what they're really doing is they're demotivating the team, because some managers like, oh, why don't you do this, rather than letting the team pick it. Whenever you let someone pick what they're going to work on, they're more motivated to do it and get it done. So my thought, and I was chatting, we were just laughing, because these managers all want to pick exactly which developer, which tester to do which task, and I'm going to tell them which one to do. So I said, you know what? Put the stories in a hat. You can number them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that way you can change it. I mean, you could do it at the task level too. So, what you do is to say, okay, and this is a great way of creating cross training and team building for the team, because one, some people are better at some things than others, some people are not. You know, you don't want to pick them and force them to choose. You don't want to be the point. So you know what? Go in the hat. Greg, you do story one. You go up here. Sally, do story two. Jane, story three. Herbert, story four. Right? And you do the first four stories. I don't know if you do it to everything, but you know what? You get the first couple of days worth of stories and work assigned or tasks, and maybe you do the same thing with the tasks or one story with a bunch of tasks, because I would rather have multiple people work on one story and get it done faster. Maybe we'll talk. I think I talked about it before, but we might talk about it again. So they have a story. All right, we have four tasks. All right. Task one goes to Herbie. Task two goes to Greg. Task three goes to Sally. And task four goes to Bubbles. So the idea being, this way they don't get forced into a situation where they have to make a choice. It's chosen for them at random, and it makes them learn things. It gets them out of their comfort zone. It's actually not a bad idea. I don't know if I do it for everything. Maybe first couple stories, first couple things, to give it a try. Don't try to radically change an organization in step one, but pick a story and do it that way. See what happens. They're gonna fail. They may succeed. Most likely, you're gonna fail, but at least they find out it's not that bad. So with that, I'm gonna say good day, good evening. But is not one of task four. Speaking of Bubbles, she stole my goat. It wasn't here on the couch yesterday from the show. I found it in the other room this morning. She's walking around the room with the goat at night. She loves that goat. She stole it, little stinker. Anyway, well, Bubbles has to do task four because we're supposed to be cross-trained. Bubbles has to do task four because we want a cross-trained team. The reason why I speak it as I type it, because all this stuff goes in a podcast, and if I'm not speaking and I'm typing, people in the podcast are like, why is it so quiet? Anyway. All right. Take care. Have a great day. Ring the little bell to get notifications. Somehow I broke YouTube yesterday when I did my show because it was actually over 20 minutes long. And it took all day to process it. It was weird. They're glitchy sometimes. Anyway, have a great day. Enjoy your day. Good luck. Happy scrumming. Take care. Bye.